Blessed be the one, holy and living God.
Glory to God forever and ever.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. God be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, who at the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit, grant that all who are baptized into his name may keep the covenant they have made and boldly confess him as Lord and Savior, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who have chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. One of the better known sayings of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is that the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. I believe that is true. I also believe that there are times when the arc of the moral universe takes a sharp U-turn away from justice. This past week seems like one of those times. If you are feeling off-kilter, overwhelmed by the sheer weight of crises near and far, you are not alone. But here's the thing to remember. God is right here with us, right here in the muck and the mess of real life. This is the season of Epiphany, the season that highlights the ways in which God is made manifest in the life of Jesus. So it is the perfect time to reorient ourselves, to remember in whom we put our trust and our hope. In short, to ground ourselves in God. Through the gift of Holy Scripture, that is to say, through our sacred stories, God reminds us again and again that we are God's beloved and that we are called to be in right relationship not only with God, but also with each other. This is the life-giving counterpoint to the messages from the principalities and powers of this world that seek to instill fear in us and to incite hatred of the other. On this first Sunday after the Epiphany, we commemorate the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's worth noting that an account of the baptism of Jesus occurs in all four of the Gospels. But only in Matthew's version, which we hear this liturgical year, do we get an actual dialogue between John the Baptist and Jesus about who should be baptizing whom at the River Jordan and why. It's a rather curious encounter, to put it mildly. Now, John the Baptist and Jesus are clearly adults now, and even though they are cousins, they don't seem to know each other very well, if at all. In fact, the last time they met, as far as we know, they were both still in their respective mothers' wombs. So here are two things that I think are important about Matthew's version of the baptism of Jesus. First, there is a delicate dance of deference between John and Jesus here. John says, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" And Jesus replies, "Let it be so now." This mutual deference exhibits the quality of humility on the part of both John and Jesus. John's humility is perhaps the more obvious. In the verses immediately preceding the passage we just heard, John says of Jesus, "I am not worthy to carry his sandals." But Jesus also displays humility by presenting himself to John for baptism, which necessarily involved a public confession of sin. As theologian Diane G. Chen has noted, in first century Palestine, men worked hard to amass honor and to avoid shame. Public confession was a source of shame, bringing with it the risk of losing face and social honor. Now, if you're stopping here and wondering, wait, why did Jesus need to repent when he was completely without sin? Keep in mind that the church's theological statements about the sinlessness of Jesus actually postdate this gospel by several hundred years. The second thing that I think it's important to notice about this passage is that what makes it possible for John and Jesus to navigate this delicate dance of deference is the quality of righteousness. Righteousness is not just an internal disposition. It is also relational. It is reflected in external practices. It's about being in right relationship with God and with each other. Notice that when Jesus responds to John's reluctance to baptize him, Jesus does so by saying, "Let it be so for us, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." It is proper for us, not just proper for you, right? The relationship itself is vital. There's a lesson in that for us as well. If you're wondering what those internal dispositions and external actions might be, you'll find them in our baptismal covenant, which we will be renewing in just a few minutes. As we do so, I invite you to think particularly about the following phrases: loving your neighbor as yourself, striving for justice and peace among all people, and respecting the dignity of every human being. If you continually orient and, when necessary, have the humility to repent and reorient your life around those promises, you will know whose you are and you will know how you are to behave in an ever-changing world. The word epiphany is derived from the Greek word epiphaneia, which is typically translated in English as a manifestation or a showing. But of course, the word epiphany is also used in the secular world as a shorthand for a sudden intuitive insight or understanding. It's that aha or eureka moment when things that have been blurred suddenly come into focus. While epiphanies can be large in impact, they're usually the culmination of a series of smaller understandings. It's as if the key piece of an intricate puzzle has fit into place, thereby revealing the way in which all the remaining pieces fit, so that the whole puzzle now makes sense. I had something of an epiphany this week as I reflected on the relationship between these two qualities I've been talking about, humility and righteousness. Both are necessary, and there is always a balance to be struck between them. It is possible to be too humble, and it is possible to be too righteous. But with God's help, we can strike that balance in a way that honors our own belovedness and the belovedness of all creation. May it be so. Amen.
Let us renew our baptismal vows. Do you reaffirm your renunciation of evil and renew your commitment to Jesus Christ?
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He ascended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek to serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people, and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
May Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us a new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and bestowed upon us the forgiveness of sins, keep us in eternal life by his grace, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Somebody took my bulletin.
Let us pray for the church and for the world.
We pray for all your faithful people and those who are called to lead, that we may walk in your way of love and manifest your light to the world.
I don't know what happened.
May the light of Christ be made manifest.
And the glory of the Lord shine on us.
We pray for all the nations of the world, that those in authority will work toward peace and equity for all their people. May the light of Christ be manifest.
And the glory of the Lord shine on us.
We pray for people everywhere that their lives may be full, that their families may be secure, and that their hearts be filled with your peace. May the light of Christ be made manifest.
And the glory of the Lord shine upon us.
We pray for the city of Davis and for Yolo County, that neighbors care for neighbors, creating a truly loving community for all. May the light of Christ be made manifest.
And the glory of the Lord shine upon us.
We pray for those who are suffering in ways that are known or hidden to us. We pray for those who are struggling in this life and for those whose light is dimming. We pray for those who are ill, those who care for them. We pray especially for those on our parish prayer list. May the light of Christ be manifest.
And the glory of the Lord shine upon us.
We pray for all those who have been called into eternal life with you. Thank you for the light they brought to the world. We pray for the repose of the soul of Renee Good and for her family, friends, and all who mourn. May light perpetually shine upon them, Lord.
Gracious and loving God, we come before you with no gifts but ourselves. Accept and receive our lives so that we may be manifestations of your presence. We ask you to let the light of your Spirit shine within and among us so that we may share in the mystery of your purpose of blessing for all creation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of our Savior Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Beloved in Christ, the peace of the Lord be always with you.
Good morning, all. I'm Elise Keddy of the Vestry, and I'm here to, of course, share with you a few announcements. You all know yellow sheet, lots of information in it for things coming up this week and in the coming weeks, as well as additional information. Please take it home with you. Specifically, I want to call out a few things. First of all, today, later today, 5 o'clock, there will be a service of evening prayer and a bonfire outside the church, and it'll be followed by toasted marshmallows and s'mores. So be sure to dress warmly, but it should be a lovely, lovely time. Tomorrow is a deadline. Those of you who are ministry leads are strongly encouraged to turn in reports to be included in the information presented at the parish's annual meeting at the end of the month. So that's tomorrow. Also tomorrow is a deadline for submitting nominations, either self-nominations or nominations of others, to serve as members of the vestry for the coming 3 years, or serving as a representative of this parish to the diocesan convention, which will be in October. That's actually going to be a one-day online event, so that's something to consider. If you have any questions, I know any members of the liturgical team be happy to address those. I'm happy to answer questions about both of those, being a convention delegate and serving on vestry. The last couple things I want to bring up are on the front of this page, who was mentioned briefly last week, but there is, the Episcopal Church released a statement regarding U.S. activities in Venezuela. I'll mention the Diocese of Venezuela is in the Episcopal Church, part of our Province 9, which are dioceses that are in Central and South America. So keep the people there in your prayers, but our presiding bishop has issued a statement, and regarding the events of this week, it's on the back page, but there's a link to a statement to remarks by our diocesan bishop, Megan Traquaire, as well as thoughts provided by the Bishop of Minnesota, Bishop Loya. So I encourage you to look at those as you have time. Thank you.
Do we have any celebrations or milestones? Yes. Keep it short.
On February 15th, we'll be celebrating with a pancake breakfast in the parish hall. So I'm looking for youth that would like to work with our social justice and outreach, helping make pancakes, set up, clean up, and serve. So see me after church if you're interested.
Is that short enough?
That's good. Any others? Yes, ma'am. I know that lady. Yes, I'm sorry. This is the day of your adoption. Last week was. All right, congratulations.
Looks like there are a few more, Ernie.
Yes. 11th anniversary, congratulations.
I think Libba had one. Somebody else too. Libba.
Your friend's birthday was yesterday. What is your friend's name?
Lulu.
Lulu. Congratulations to Lulu. Yes, Libba. Wow, great. Others.
And Ernie, somebody emailed one into the office as well. We have another celebration. Joy Humphrey is celebrating her birthday today.
Oh, they were at 8 o'clock probably, I don't know. Any others? Well, let us read together our celebrations and milestones prayer. Watch over your children, O Lord. As their days increase, bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand.
Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Ernie.
Yes.
I see the ushers in the back with welcome bags.
Ah. If you are new or are old but have not been here any time recently, if you would raise your hand, we have a gift for you. I'm told it has chocolate in it. I don't know what else. So if you are new or newish, If you'll raise your hand, the ushers will bring that to you. Oh, there's one. Good. In the back. All right. Anybody up here? No.
Sorry.
All right. Instructions about communion. If you're accustomed to being here, you know all the drill. If you will, the ushers will allow you to come to the center aisle, make two lines. You can go to either side of the altar. You may kneel or stand. You may receive the elements, the bread, in your hand. If you would like to drink out of the separate cup, that will go. That will follow. If you would like the Eucharistic minister to intinct, dip the bread into the wine, simply hold it in your hand, and the Eucharistic minister will do that for you. The bread that we use is gluten-free and vegan, so that we may all participate in this time of communion. So let us walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
My soul is a river. My soul is a river. My soul is a river, winding through a weary land. Oh, my soul.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is truly right and a good and joyful thing to give you thanks, all holy God, source of light and fountain of mercy. You have filled us and all creation with your blessing and fed us with your constant love. You have redeemed us in Jesus Christ and knit us into one body. Through your Spirit, you replenish us and call us to fullness of life. Therefore, joining with angels and archangels and with all the faithful of every generation, we lift our voices with all creation as we sing. Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of the universe and giver of life. You formed us in your own image and called us to dwell in your infinite love. You gave the world into our care that we might be your faithful stewards and show forth your bountiful grace. But we failed to honor your image in one another and in ourselves. We would not see the goodness in the world around us, and so we violated your creation, abused one another, and rejected your love. Yet you never ceased to care for us and to prepare the way of salvation for all people. Through Abraham and Sarah, you called us into covenant with you. You delivered us from slavery, sustained us in the wilderness, and raised up prophets to renew your promise of salvation. Then, in the fullness of time, you sent your eternal word, made mortal flesh in Jesus, born into the human family and dwelling among us. He revealed your glory. Giving himself freely to death on the cross, he triumphed over evil, opening the way of freedom and life. On the night before he died for us, our Savior Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Take it in remembrance of me. Do this for the remembrance of me." As supper was ending, Jesus took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Remembering his death and resurrection, we now present to you from your creation this bread and this wine. By your Holy Spirit, may they be for us the body and blood of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grant that we who share these gifts may be filled with the Holy Spirit and live as Christ's body in the world. Bring us into the everlasting heritage of your daughters and sons, that with Martin and all your saints, past, present, and yet to come, we may praise your name forever and ever. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor, glory, and praise to you forever and ever. Amen. As our Savior Christ has taught us, we now pray, first in Spanish, then in English. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro cada día, perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos caer en tentación y líbranos del mal, porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder y tuyo es la gloria, ahora y siempre. Amén. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for restoring us in your image and nourishing us with the spiritual food in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Send us forth a people forgiven, healed, renewed, that we may proclaim your love to the world and continue in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. May God Almighty, who sent his Son to take our nature upon him, bless you in this holy season. Scatter the darkness of sin and brighten your heart with the light of his holiness. And the blessings of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you forever. Amen.
In peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.